The Birds continue to struggle as their latest home loss to the Cowboys put them in third place in the NFC East at 4-5. With 7 games remaining, is there enough time to turn the season around and land a spot in the playoffs? It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from the Sheridan Society Hill. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, we are coming to you live from the Sheridan Society Hill here in downtown Philadelphia for the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. Oh, and a cast of thousands here tonight. The Sal Palantonio to my left as I speak. He'll be joining us in just a moment to give us the latest update on the Birds and what is going on down at the NovaCare Center. First of all, tonight's show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. See Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzvecchi, and the guys. They will take great care of you. Brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds, even during those peak business hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts in Valley's Atlantic City. Yes, Al, you got that. Wild Wild West, they are now taking bets at the new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As usual, brought to you by, Nick Jaffray and all the wonderful people out at Bradford White Water Heaters. Nick is actually here tonight live and in person. Always great to have Nick Jaffray with us, and he's now doing a tremendous job with the Chester County Boy Scouts as their Vice President of Development. Nick is known for giving back to the community. Thank you very much, Nick. Good to have you with us live. And also Miller Lite, my favorite adult beverage, Sal. Thanks to Mark Kramer, Brendan Dalton, the guys over at Miller Lite. And, what a special night. And Sal, you've been involved with this for a long time, the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. This is the 20th year of this dinner here at the beautiful Sheraton over here. It's just phenomenal. Great crowd, over 400 people. You are the MC tonight. So why is this night so special for you?
Truly special night, Jaws. A truly special night because it's the 20th anniversary of the Otho Davis Foundation Scholarship Dinner. And we're honoring number 20, Brian Dawkins. And we will give out not one, but $20,000 scholarships.
Would you say that again, Sal?
$20,000 scholarships, and you met the recipients tonight. Phenomenal young woman, phenomenal young man involved in athletic training scholarship at the university level here in the Philadelphia area. And you know, when you go to college now, you incur so much debt, and this will help these two young people out. And it's just so great to see people come from all walks of life to support, you know, and honor the memory of a legend, of a trailblazer, of a pioneer in athletic training, our own Otho Davis, who, by the way, Jaws, deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall.
I agree with you, and we've talked about it many times. People like Otho Davis, Dick Vermeil, Harold Carmichael, they're all here tonight. Obviously, Otho has passed away, but Dick Vermeil has an award named after him, and the legendary voice of the Eagles for many, many years still is. Merrill Reese will be receiving that award tonight, and Harold Carmichael is on the committee for this dinner, and we're all involved because of the special person Otho Davis was. You know, we are now shining the light on athletic training and realizing how important it is to keep players healthy. You look at this Eagles team right now, depleted with injury, so it's important that there's an athletic training staff in place, and hopefully the best athletic training staff in America in place to get the athletes healthy. And that's what Otho Davis was all about. And when I played, Otho was our athletic trainer, and it was all about player safety and getting those players healthy that are hurt back on the field.
And from, you know, the National Football League is finally getting the message that player safety is very important. And job one, really, when it comes to taking care of NFL players and pro football players and football players all across the country at every level. So athletic training and the medical staffs, especially of the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, and the Flyers and the Sixers and the Phillies, yep, in town, they're all first rate here in Philadelphia. And you could really say that Otho Davis was the godfather of that. And so we honor him tonight.
Yeah, and Sal, it's always great of you to donate your time to come here and MC this event tonight. It's always a lot of fun, and you do a fantastic job of moving it along and getting people out on time, because, as you know, these things can run for a long, long time. So I always appreciate when you expedite the program, Sal.
I saw the program, and I was really happy that you weren't speaking.
They don't call me Jaws for nothing, Sally.
So I know we'll get out of here on time.
All right. Enough about me, Sal. No one is closer to this team, yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles, than you. Your book, by the way, absolutely ridiculously phenomenal. Still available. I mean, good Christmas gift, I imagine.
Yeah, Philly special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl. Honestly, Jaws, I'm humbled that you say that. I'm humbled by the astonishing success. We're in our third printing, Jaws.
Wow.
And it is still it has been since August 1st, since it was published, the number one book. Not the number one sports book, but the number one book in the Philadelphia market, going from Allentown to Atlantic City, Harrisburg to Hamilton, from Drexel Hill to Cherry Hill. People have embraced the book, and they've embraced it nationally. During Dallas Week, it was the number one book in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So,
really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and still is.
Man.
So,
I mean, they're not shredding you down there. It's pretty good.
No,
yes.
Huh? You know, here's the thing. The Eagles in 2017 became America's team. And, you know, it's a big letdown this year.
Would you say that again?
They became America's team. Without a flashy public relations campaign, they were just embraced as America's team because they were the ultimate underdogs. And America loves an underdog that becomes a winner.
So the fact that Steve Sabol, our friend at NFL Films, coined that term, America's team, our Philly guy, Steve, NFL Films, where we hang out.
The late, great Steve Sabol.
Coined that term, so you're taking it back now.
I am.
It's Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, America's team.
They were. And when you look at the map of support during Super Bowl 52, 49 out of the 50 states, except for Massachusetts, were all Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Not surprising.
They wanted, of course, the notorious Patriots knocked off. But to me, that's the reason why there's such a letdown and there's so much soul searching this year, is because this team was embraced in this city like no other team that I've seen in 25 years of covering sports in this town.
You know, we're going to go to a break, Sal, but I want you to hold tight because you're close to this team. You know what it's like around this team. I look at the tape. I look at the X's and O's. I want your feelings, and then I'll give our listening audience my feelings on what's wrong with the Birds right now.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We got Sal Palantonio here on the Ron Jaworski Show. We'll be right back with more after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic, the Embiid, Simmons, Butler. Era begins tonight.
And another monster throwdown, and Ben Simmons flexes.
Sixers Magic at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno-revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with xFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24/7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right, only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all six of my signature golf courses. Visit golfdowningtown.com now.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an STP extended life filter for $27.99 at AutoZone stores now. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Discrete.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
At Andy's Diner, everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's Diner, 3 area locations, online at andysdinerandpub.com.
The Gargano Station, 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Ron Jaworski here with Sal Palantonio. We are coming to you live from the Sheraton Society Hill in Philadelphia. Oh, it's a very special night tonight. The Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation 20th anniversary dinner honoring probably one of Philadelphia's most treasured athletes, Eagles Hall of Fame safety Brian Dawkins. And we got my guys working the room trying to get Doc over here for the second half of this show. But right now, I got my buddy Sal. So Sal and I could probably sit here all night and just talk the birds, talk Philadelphia, talk football, talk family, about just about anything, Sal. We'd get along and have a good time talking
about
it.
Where do you want to start? Let's go.
Okay, let's drill down here, Sal. You are close to this team. You've been, your book is obviously about, last season and the run the Eagles had. What's the problem this year?
I think the biggest difference from last year to this year is their lack of production in the red zone. I agree with Doug Peterson. They're just not finishing drives. They're getting, their time of possession is there. Their explosive plays are for the most part there, not to the extent that they were last year. And I think they, to use your word, the B word, I think they lack some balance when it comes to the red zone. If you have run pass options, the run has to be an option that you have to present, the threat of a run. And I think that has been a real problem. And the other thing is they created so many turnovers on defense. I agree with Doug. Last year, they created so many turnovers in defense. They're just not getting them. They've been minus in the turnover ratio all year long. And as Dick Vermeil has always preached, and you've always preached to me, if you lose the turnover battle, you're going to lose football games.
80%.
And so
plus one or better, you win 80% of the time.
So I think that those two things are, to me, the two biggest things. Now, everybody has injuries, and you can't point to injuries. They had injuries last year, Jaws. So people have injuries. The biggest problem, to me, is they don't have the production in the red zone, and they're not getting the turnovers on defense.
Yeah, and Sal, you're exactly right. That is what the numbers show. There's a reason why they're not productive in the red zone. That's my job, to tell you why they're not productive. Number one, I think you have to have an effective running game. And you said it, you have to have balance, equilibrium, whatever you want to call it. You've got to have balance with the run, balance with the pass. Balance where you run the football, not only inside, but can you get to the outside? So obviously the statistics show that they've been ineffective in the red zone. You can't get to the edge in the running game. There is not a speedy back on this team, which allows the defense to constrict the area they have to defend when you can't get to the outside. So the running game, or lack thereof, in the red zone has hurt them. Also, the running backs, think back to last year. Where did the big plays come? I mean, think just the Super Bowl with Corey Clement making big plays in the passing game, matched against a linebacker.
Where are those plays? So when we talk about the passing game, you know, Doug, Mike Groh, has to get everyone involved. You know, press has to get guys involved. Not only downfield passing game, which I think lacks a little bit right now. I still think you need to lift the defense a little bit. But the running backs used in the passing game, to me, is a reason why they haven't been as productive in the red zone.
Yeah, and I've covered just about every game this year. They should have beat the Bucs. They should have beat the Panthers. They should have beat the Titans. They certainly
should have beat the Cowboys. That's what losers say, Sal, and that's the difference. And we cannot accept that because at the end of the season, what's the first press release you get from a losing team? They lost five games by a touchdown last. That's bull. Those are nice things that we in the media can talk about. But if you're a player, you're a coach, you lost. Now you got to find a way to overcome.
Yep.
We lost by a touchdown. We got
to
make a
play.
We got to stop fourth down.
You have to look at the way that they lost those games. And, you know, to me, it's the lack of turnovers in the secondary, creating turnovers, and it's a lack of production in the red zone. And people are pointing the finger at Carson Wentz. I got to tell you.
Are you out of your mind?
I mean, he's not even in the top 20 reasons. He's the best player on the team, A. And he's probably the best player in the division, and he's one of the best players in the conference. And you have always taught me, and I've said this a million times, the quarterback position is a complementary position, the most complementary position in all of sports. And they get too much of the credit and too much of the blame. And when I look at Carson Wentz, he's making enough plays to win. He's just not getting enough help.
You depend on other people, Sal, at the quarterback position. Let me lay the numbers on it. Usually you have the stats, Sal. Here's Carson for the season. 71% complete. Those are ridiculous numbers. 71%. 7.99 per pass attempt. Phenomenal number. 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 108.5. Fifth in the NFL.
Yep.
Those are now the first thing, because they lose the game, well, they threw an interception. And oh, by the way, yeah, we all saw that. And good job by the Dallas Cowboys. And here's where I go to game planning. The Eagles on that play came out with the 5 wide receivers. Dallas had some sort of indicator. They knew what the play was going to be by their defensive scouting and Rod Marinelli. So what they did, they rushed 3. They dropped a defensive lineman underneath to take away Golden Tate on a drag route underneath. That left the safety, Van Der Esch, deep to play the in-breaking routes. So I give that to the defense and blame some of the offensive scheming for having an ability to understand what Eagles try to do when they go 5 wide. Yeah, Carson threw it. He's liable, but I think that's a situation where he was not set up for success.
Well, listen, my 3 minutes and 18 seconds of tape
study. Well, you're getting better, Sal.
Listen, it's tripled this week. So I think that he needs to be under center more. He needs to have play action pass available to him.
You got
to
run the ball, Sal. Well, we started the show talking about that.
And I would put Josh Adams as a deep back. And run the football with Josh Adams and have play action pass. And, you know, to me, huddle up this week. If you have any chance to beat the Saints, you need to huddle up, go to the line of scrimmage like Peyton Manning, get the clock down as much as possible, and how many times have we watched, you and I, and done different shows together where Carson knows what the defense is? He will call a play at the line of scrimmage based on what he sees. Let him run the offense. This RPO, where he has to make a decision based on what happens post-snap, is not working for him. He needs to make a decision pre-snap.
Sal, you're 100% correct.
And how was that, Jones? That was pretty good.
That was good X's and O's. And you're right. The RPOs under Nick Foles were actually more effective because, you know, Nick had the ability to process that a little bit quicker. He's a veteran guy. He understands that. Carson's not there yet. And it'll take some time. He's going to get there. I mean, I just gave you his numbers and his performances there. Now, that being said, let me flip the script here, as you like to say, Sal.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Drew Brees. And here's my concern. You could have Carson put 49 on the board this week. It may not be enough. Mm-hmm. This New Orleans Saints team is playing out of their
mind. That's why I say take the air out of the ball. Huddle up. Use up as much of the clock as possible on offense. And what you got to do is reduce the number of possessions that Drew Brees has in this game down probably 2 or 3, and you might have a shot to win the game.
Yeah. Well, look at this. The Cincinnati Bengals last week thought they had that same recipe. That didn't work. The New Orleans Saints had the ball 5 times in the first half. They scored 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know.
They had it 5 times in the second half. They scored four of those possessions.
I guess that's why he hired Hugh Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Oh, we'll start ripping people now. So let me go to Drew Brees. I just gave you what I thought were extraordinary
numbers. Just trying to keep it real for you, Jaws. Just trying to keep
it real. I miss you, Sal. I just gave you Wentz's just extraordinary numbers. How about these for Drew Brees? And you know, I'm an absolute whack job when it comes to studying quarterbacks and evaluating quarterbacks. And quite honestly, the rules have allowed some of the numbers for Drew Brees now. But he is playing at a level right now, so far this season, that I've never seen a quarterback play at.
Yeah, because illegal contact calls are up four times what they were last year.
That's what I'm saying.
If I tap you on the knee,
what are you doing here,
it's a left knee. It's okay. If I tap you on the shoulder as you're going past me, that's illegal contact now.
Yeah, but look at the numbers. How about this, Sal? 77% complete. 77 complete. Yeah. And by the way, he's at 10 drop balls. Throw those 10 drop balls as catchable, as caught passes, he's probably over 80%.
On first down, he's over 80%.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
What's the best down to throw the football?
First down, Sal. You were paying attention all those years.
And I'll tell you what, I see Carson Wentz hand the ball off too much on first down on the RPOs. And that's why I say, let Carson come to the line of scrimmage and see that base defense and call a pass play and throw the football down the field. That's what I'm saying, Jaws. Let him decide at the line of scrimmage after he sees the base defense instead of post-snap handing the ball off on first down.
Sal, absolutely right. First down is the down where the offense dictates with your personnel what you want the defense to play. Down and distance and second and third down then dictates what the defense is going to do. So first down is owned by the offense.
I see him hand the ball off too much on first down.
And you know, I believe in balance. We talked about this. Equilibrium, all those things. Right now, what's the best weapon on this Eagles team? Carson Wentz, the passing game.
Yep.
I think Golden Tate will emerge as a tremendous asset. We all know what Ertz can do. We know what Alshon can do. You get that third guy into the mix. I'm gonna drop back and throw it 60 times. I'm gonna take a little bit of different approach because you may have to outscore Drew Brees. He's only thrown 21 touchdowns.
I'm telling you right now,
John. By the way, one interception.
I'm gonna make a prediction for you, and then I gotta go in and MC this dinner. But I'm gonna
you gotta
tell
go
you,
to work, Sal.
I'm gonna tell you right now. The Saints will be in a dogfight with the Eagles in the fourth quarter at the Superdome on Sunday afternoon.
Do you have a prediction? Because
I'm just gonna say
we are sponsored by Harrah's. We gotta have a prediction.
I'm just saying, this game's going to be a lot closer than America believes. The Eagles are going to come out swinging. You watch.
Well, what happened? Again, they were supposed to come out swinging as the Dallas Cowboys, Sal. I'm sitting with your friend Governor Christie in the box.
Oh, no.
and I figured I got my shot. I'm with Governor. You know, he's a big Dallas fan. I had him sit right next to me because I figured we're going to blow the Cowboys out. Governor Christie had the last laugh as a Cowboy fan. I was not happy with that, so I'm angry with my team right now. It was personal. I wanted to get the governor, and the Cowboys win, and the governor was smiling. I had to walk out with my tail between my legs. But Sal Pelantonio, thank you so much for joining me here on the Ron Jaworski Show. And
talk of sports with Jaws.
How good is that?
And we can do this all night, Jaws.
Well, we usually do. Pre-production meetings for all our work at ESPN, that was the best part of work with Sal. You always got great insight because he works his butt off. And I know your show's doing great. Your Tuesday night, sometimes you travel, you move to Friday, you're all over the place, but you got a great audience and a great show.
Thanks, Jaws.
Thank you, Sal. Have a great time tonight. And thanks for all that you do for the Otho Davis Foundation.
Appreciate you.
All right. Sal Pelantonio wouldn't make a pick, but I will when we come back. That's what I do, you know? Hey, by the way, Sal, just so you know, my picks have been really, really good. Jason, what am I? I'm like 28-15-1 over some crazy number. So, hey, we are sponsored by Harrah's, so I got to get that out there, right? Sal Pelantonio, what an amazing, amazing man. He does so much. He's going to MC this event here this evening, the Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation. Brian Dawkins being honored here tonight. Merrill Reese has been the voice on the radio of the Philadelphia Eagles for many years. A couple amazing young scholarship recipients, Laura Shear and Nicholas Gula. They are at the Jefferson College of Rehabilitation Services. So we got close to 400 or maybe over 400 people, according to Jimmy Solano and my buddy Harold Carmichael is going to be joining me in just a moment because Harold does so much for this dinner, raising funds. We're, like I said, we're going to honor Laura and Nick with $20,000 scholarships. The money raised tonight is absolutely phenomenal, and it's good to see that, as usual in Philadelphia, these events are supported by so many people. And we're going to talk with Harold in a few moments, because, man, Harold and I were talking before I came on the air, and I'm saying, as Sal mentioned it a moment ago, I mean, everyone has free access in route running. It's crazy what, you know, the NFL is right now. It is arena football. And not because I'm one of the owners of Philadelphia Soul and promoting the Arena Football League, but I said with Sal a moment ago, in the first half, the New Orleans Saints had five possessions. They scored five touchdowns. In the second half, they had five possessions. They scored on four of those possessions. Their tenth possession in the game, they took a knee. So it is an offensive game right now, and everyone needs to understand that. There are seven teams right now, seven, in the National Football League, averaging over 400 yards a game on offense. I would not want to be a defensive player. It's just very difficult to play that position when you can't touch anybody running their routes. And if you do hit them too hard, you get a penalty. That's just the way it is in today's NFL. It's a quarterback's game. Now, before we go to this break, I want everyone to know that if you are in the market for a new car or truck, why wait? It's Black Friday right now at Burns Honda in Marlton, New Jersey. Save all month long on their entire lineup with deals like these. Lease a 2019 Honda Pilot for only $349 a month, or a 2018 Accord for only $189 a month. Plus, great financing offers on their entire lineup. And what a lineup they have. Looking for a used vehicle? Be sure to ask them about Burns certified vehicles that come with a real 10-year 100,000-mile warranty that starts the date of your purchase. Check out all their offers online at burnshonda.com or visit them in person on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. I've been driving Burns vehicles for years now. The selection and service is absolutely exceptional. Its convenient location and friendly staff make it easy to come back again and again and again. So check out my friends at Burns Honda at the dealership on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey, or anytime at burnshonda.com. And oh, by the way, they'll take even better care of you if you mention Tell Them Jaws sent you. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show. My very special guest, Harold Carmichael, will be joining us after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Life can add up quickly. Like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Ever take your pet on trips? Buy your furball gifts? Of course! Pets are part of the family, and we want to take care of them. That's why Ardent Credit Union developed its new Lend a Paw line of credit. It's on-demand cash at a fixed 8.99 annual percentage rate to help cover that unexpected trip to the vet or training and boarding expenses. Learn more about the Lend a Paw line of credit by calling 800-806-9465 or visit ardentlendapaw.com.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit Window Nation. And tell them Jason sent you.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Save time and money at Meineke on all your service and auto repair needs. Plus, free towing when you become a Meineke Rewards member. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
From the Sheraton Society Hill in Philadelphia, and I am in rarefied air right now at the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. I'm joined by one of my favorite players in the world, Harold Carmichael, and also the recipient tonight and a phenomenal now Hall of Fame player, Brian Dawkins. This night is about B-Doc being honored here by the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund. And, man, I got this cool little picture in front of me, Doc. How good does that feel? I wish you were on TV right now. I know we're on Periscope or something, but look at that. Brian Dawkins celebrating the Hall of Fame career here tonight. Pretty awesome. Congratulations. And got to feel good, doesn't it?
No, it feels great. It really does to be able to not just me celebrate it, but to celebrate it with so many individuals and so many people that were extremely excited about me going in, and there are others that are excited because they helped me get in there. So it's just a blessing across the board.
And there's one guy that I believe should be in. It's a guy to your left and my left, Harold Carmichael. His career was absolutely phenomenal, and the time is going to come where Harold's bust will be enshrined in Canton as well. So, Harold, we are working hard like we are for Coach Vermeer and Otho Davis, where we need more Philadelphia representation out in Canton.
Well, you know, Ron, you've always been a part of my life and all. You know, I couldn't have done it without you throwing the ball to me. But, you know, you're right about Coach Vermeil and Otho Davis. A couple of people that really should be in there also. Coach Vermeil is one of the greatest coaches that's coaching the NFL. And Otho Davis, everybody. You know, he's touched just about every trainer that's in the National Football League, soccer, whatever, baseball, basketball, all of it.
And the great thing is, the money raised tonight, two students are going to win $20,000 scholarships.
I like that.
Promoting himself.
Right? It's not only that. This is our 20th event that we've done.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, and he got Dalk got in the Hall of Fame right on time to make this the 20th anniversary, number 20, the great 20. We're giving out 20,000.
Harold, I can't believe you're that good, man. When you founded this 20 years ago with Duke Davis, Jimmy Solano, Maria Solano, you knew 20 years later Brian Dawkins would be going to the Hall of Fame.
We're working on it. It's not me now. I'm good, but I'm not that good, Ron. Yeah.
Hey, let's get to the Eagles. Dawk, I'm watching Drew Brees, watching tape of Drew Brees, and quite honestly, I've been around this game since 1973. I know Harold and I are old. I have never seen a quarterback play the quarterback position quite like this guy is playing right now. The numbers are through the roof. These are like, you know, fantasy football numbers. You know, touchdown pass, interceptions, yards per completion, percentage completion. As a defensive player, when you look at the Saints offense, all the weapons they have, a quarterback playing at a high level, what are you thinking in that secondary?
Well, what you're thinking in the secondary is you hope for your big cats up front hunt. And you hope that they beat their one-on-one blocks quick and get to the quarterback as quick as possible. Right now you're seeing a guy that's completely comfortable in playing the quarterback position. He has a lot of weapons across the board. You know, Sean Payton is doing an excellent job with the play calling and getting the ball out of his hands. He's not holding on to the ball. He's not taking hits. And so now he's in a rhythm. And so in order to, you know this as a quarterback, in order to get any quarterback out of rhythm, you have to get to him and you have to hit him. And so, like, you even have to take some chances to get back there to him, especially up in his face. He's not the tallest of guys, so to get up in the middle in those A gaps to get that pressure up in his face right now, that'll be, to me, that's the one of the only ways that you can get this dude off of this hot streak.
So, in the secondary, you're saying you got to win early and down, force him to hold on the football. Now, he has thrown 65% of his passes from snap to release in less than 2.5 seconds. So here's a guy, you know, all this stuff sounds good. We're sitting here, you know, got a beautiful audience out here. We're talking how we're going to stop Drew Brees. But they know that as well. They know that teams want to get hits on Drew Brees. They're going to be losing their left tackle, Armstead out. You know, so that may be an opportunity where we can, you know, heat him up a little bit with some pressure on him. But Harold, a wide receiver, I'm watching these rules right now, and these guys are running scot-free. And Dawk, you probably would, you'd be very angry if you had to play right now because you can't touch anybody.
He couldn't touch it. He could not play his game.
You know, he could not play.
He wanted to get on the Jets football team. Yeah. You know, but.
Yeah, well, I think Sal said it when I had him earlier. So there's been like four times the amount of pass interference calls this year, illegal contact calls. Four times. They're not allowing defensive players to play the game.
Let them play. You know, in the era I played in, everything goes, you know, forearms, clothesline. And, you know, now you can't even.
Harold, we can't close. You can't be close.
You
can't
well, clothes yeah, on it. No, Harold's era, they did, Dawk.
That was part of the game, yeah. You know, intimidation. You know, that's part of football. You know, when you get in a guy's head, you know, now he's thinking about what you're talking about. Now you can beat him. Now you can't do anything to the receiver. The defensive player is in a very bad situation.
And Dawk, from a defensive perspective, what are you thinking now when, you know, I'm looking at all these teams now around the league, and it's not only the Saints. Everyone's coming out, but five wide receivers. Five. They're known in the backfield. Quarterback's in the shotgun, and they're forcing this defense right now. Man, you got to loosen it up because you got five speedy guys coming after you and you can't touch them. So how do you respond to that?
The thing about it is, once again, is if you have five guys out in the release, then that's a lot of one-on-one blocks up front. That's first of all. So you have to have your guys up front win. The other thing is, in order to have success in today's NFL, you have to be a sure tackling football team. You have to limit the yards after catch. Listen, Drew may complete some of those passes. 3 yards, but limit it to 3 yards, not 8 yards because you missed the first tackle, or 10 to 15 yards because you missed two tackles. So that's, to me, that's one of the things that is you're seeing across the NFL is guys, they don't know the art of tackling anymore.
like wrapping up. You don't always have to wrap up. There's different ways to go about tackling, but you know, that's one thing that I prided myself on is being a sure tackler. And so one of the things that drives me crazy is watching guys miss so many tackles in the open field, because when you have five wides, it's going to be a lot of one-on-ones. You have to tackle.
But Doug, how does that correlate to the present CBA rules where you can't practice anymore, you don't wear pads anymore? You know, does that have an impact on the poor tackling that we're now seeing?
Let me tell you, and this is something, a great question. There's a lot of people who have asked me this online, offline, and all that stuff. Listen, the tackling that I did, I practiced after practice. I didn't practice always doing practice. I did things after practice to make sure that I can do my job the best that I can do it. So it wasn't about the coaches. Yes, the coaches helped me. Yes, they showed me some things. But it's things that I looked at on film about myself, and I went out and practiced on my own to make sure that I was prepared for every bag that I faced.
And what poor guy were you tackling after practice?
No, probably the goalpost.
some practice squad player.
Anything that moved, he was hitting.
Hey, as a dog wants a couple tackling dummies out after practice to work on.
Anything that moved, he's hitting
it. How hard is it? I'll ask both you guys now. To me, I spoke about it earlier, that Dallas loss hurt me. I mean, it did, because I thought the bye week, Dallas coming and not playing good football, this was a turnaround game. We're gonna come out fired up, smoking. I mean, we scored 21 points in 9 games in the first quarter. Less than 3 points per game in the first quarter. We come out flat. We come out, you know, there's a lot of that little, I call false enthusiasm. Everybody jumps up and down, but is there a real enthusiasm? No. Is it a Brian Dawkins enthusiasm with meaning to it? How does this team rebound from a tough loss against the Cowboys?
That's pretty tough to do, you know, but you have to do it. You're a professional ball player now. You're in the big leagues. You have to be able to forget what happened to you Sunday. You got to play. There's still a lot of hope in the Philadelphia Eagles winning this division. You got to really focus on winning the division right now, and we can still do that.
All right. Harold Carmichael, Brian Dawkins, thank you guys so much for joining me here on the Ron Jaworski Show. And Brian Dawkins, this is your night. We are celebrating the Hall of Fame career.
It's
special to us to have you here. And, you know, we always appreciate you. I know Harold, especially one of the founders of this, appreciate you taking time to help raise money for worthy students. Two $20,000 scholarships being awarded tonight. So very special to have you, Brian.
It was not easy picking these two. You know, they are very willing of these scholarships and stuff, because it was tough trying to pick these people, because we got a bunch of people trying to get this money. They want it. And congratulate these guys.
Right.
It was awesome.
Harold, keep up the awesome work. You are a fantastic contributor to this community. And Doc, you know, what more can we say, man? The Hall of Fame career and one of the great leaders in this community. We appreciate you taking time. Thank Brian Dawkins, Harold Carmichael, thank you so, so much, guys. It's going to be a fun night here at the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. Our recipients, as Harold was talking about, Laura Shearer and Nicholas Gula, Jefferson College of Rehabilitation Services, they'll be receiving some great scholarships. We got a great crowd ready to head into the ballroom, over 400 people, a big crowd here. And I know they want to see an Eagles victory against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday, although, like I do every week, I have to make my prediction. I'm not feeling good about this one, folks. I just don't think the Eagles can score enough points to beat the New Orleans Saints. I've got the Saints 38, the Philadelphia Eagles 28. This is one I hope I am wrong. And if I am, you can shred me next week on the Ron Jaworski Show as Adam Kaplan is laughing as I'm making that prediction. Adam, great to see you and a wonderful group of people here at the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. Have a great night, everyone. Oh, Jimmy Butler, a Sixer. You get to hear about him. Jeff Petrangelo, and I'm looking around, see all these wonderful people. Jeff Petrangelo hanging out. Good-looking suit, by the way. Everyone has their best tonight. Jimmy Butler tonight. Go Sixers. Good night, everyone.